The White House has announced a new cyber threat intelligence center to better understand and coordinate the response to the threats the nation faces. The approach the administration is taking is not all that new. In fact, it's modeled after the National Counterterrorism Center, or the NCTC. Federal News Radio's executive editor Jason Miller joins me now to tell us about the new center and why many experts say this approach seems like the right one to take. Jason, good morning.
Good morning, Tom.
All right, so another new, and I got to tell you, they all start to sound alike. This one's called the CTIC, the new Cyber Threat Intelligence Center, CTIC. What is it going to do? What's its focus?
Well, you know, if it's the government, there's got to be an acronym, Tom. So that's maybe why it's starting to sound the same. They're running out of letters combinations to make a good acronym.
Giving us a nervous tick here for the CTIC.
Nervous tick. Well, the goal of the new center is to close what many say are perceived gaps or real gaps in the way the government shares and analyzes cyber threat data. Currently, the government looks at cyber threat data in some ways. It's very similar to the way they used to look at the intelgence data before the September 11th, 2001 attacks. Now, many experts will say, listen, current sharing and collection of cyber data is not nearly as disparate or stovepiped as intelligence collection of data was nearly, 13, 14 years ago, but it's also not as coordinated as it could be either. Lisa Monaco is the assistant to the president for Homeland Security and Counterterrorism.
Currently, no single government entity is responsible for producing coordinated cyber threat assessments, ensuring that information is shared rapidly among existing cyber centers and other elements within our government, and supporting the work of operators and policymakers with timely intelligence about the latest cyber threats and threat actors. The CTIC is intended to fill these gaps. In this vein, CTIC will serve a similar function for cyber as the National Counterterrorism Center does for terrorism, integrating intelligence about cyber threats, providing all-source analysis to policymakers and operators, and supporting the work of existing federal cyber centers, network defenders, law enforcement communities. The CTIC will not collect intelligence. It will analyze and integrate information already collected under existing authorities.
Now, Monaco spoke Tuesday at the Woodrow Wilson Center in Washington announcing the creation of the CTIC. Monaco says over the last few years, agencies have gotten better in collaborating across government and with the private sector about cyber threats and vulnerabilities. And even last summer, the White House said, this coordination could be even better. It created what they called a cyber response group, a CRG. There's another acronym for you, Tom, which is really modeled after the counterterrorism security group that's been an ongoing group in the White House for several years. The CRG convenes basically an interagency group of experts and coordinates all the elements of a federal response to cyber threats. But Monaco says even with that CRG, more can be done, and that's where the CTIC comes in to complement what other agencies are already doing from an operational standpoint.
Nor will the CTIC perform functions already assigned to other centers. It's intended to enable them to do their jobs more effectively, and as a result, make the federal government more effective as a whole in responding to cyber threats. CTIC will draw on the existing cyber centers to better integrate their expertise and information to improve our collective response to cyber threats.
Now, Monaco says it's clear after the rash of cyber attacks over the last year, the government is at what she calls a crossroads. She says the decisions made today will determine how the nation and the government more broadly, deals with cyber threats of the future.
Well, Jason, I got to say, this does sound somewhat duplicative. I think Lisa Monaco leaked this to the Washington Post a day earlier. And from the headlines, you'd think a brand new agency was being stood up. But it sounds more like a reshuffling of existing functions. So how does this not duplicate what's already happening across the government?
Tom, I think your question is one that many people are starting to ask and have been asking ever since the story broke yesterday. And I don't think anyone would argue that there's a need for better information sharing around cyber. But many believe the Homeland Security Department's National Cybersecurity and Communications Integration Center, commonly known as the NCIC, is really supposed to take care of that issue, both from an internal perspective, so within government, and an external perspective, so obviously with the private sector. I mean, if you think about the NCIC, it works closely with the FBI and other federal agencies. They're on the floor, as they call it, of the Watch Center. Then private sector experts also are there, you know, from Information Sharing and Analysis Centers, commonly known as ISACs. So then where does the CTIC fit in? Well, Monaco says the NCIC and the CTIC each will have a key role in this cyber sharing effort.
Because so much of our critical infrastructure and our infrastructure, period, is in private sector hands, we're relying in large measure, in significant measure, on information about vulnerabilities and attacks that happen to the private sector. So that has a space, at least under our proposal that the president announced last month, which is to say, if you're a company and you find out you've been hacked or there's been a breach, provide information to the Department of Homeland Security, to its National Communications Cybersecurity Center, the NCIC, who is set up to be a network defender and to engage specifically with the private sector. Give that information in. That will then be shared appropriately with the rest of the federal government's cybersecurity apparatus to include the new CTIC. CTIC can pair that private sector information along with classified intelligence and other information that we in the government uniquely have. So the idea is to get a two-way street going here where a private sector brings in information, we use it, and put it back out.
Now, the actual process of how these two agencies will work together is still unclear. The White House, I think, will specify that relationship in the coming months. What's clear about this, however, is they are investing a lot of money in CTIC. The Washington Post, as you mentioned, Tom, reported yesterday that the CTIC will have a budget of about $35 million and a staff of about 50 people. I did a little bit of research and said, well, okay, what's the NCIC's budget? And the last time that the Department of Homeland Security and the White House broke out the specific budget for the NCIC was fiscal 2014 request. And at that time, they asked for about $12.6 million. Now, given inflation and everything else, you figure that budget request has gone up even by, you know, $5 or $10 million. It's still not $35 million. So as you can see, they're already investing a lot more money in the CTIC than they did than they have been in the NCIC. So it's going to be interesting to see how those two do fit together. It seems by what Monaco is saying, a lot of this will go, the NCIC will really focus on the private sector and CTIC will focus internally to the government. Now, how's the CTIC going to work? Well, if you look at history, for instance, the way it will come together, then look, you have to look no further, really, than the National Counterterrorism Center or the NCTC. Monaco says this model, the NCTC model, offers several lessons learned as the White House and the Office of the Director of National Intelligence sets up this new cyber threat center.
You've got authorities in the DNI, and this is the reference, the parallel to NCTC is apt here. The Director of National Intelligence has authorities under the Terrorism Reform and Prevention Act that was passed after 9/11 to create intelligence centers specifically for this mission, to integrate and bring all sources of intelligence together. So yes, as NCTC does, the CTIC will draw on expertise and an intelligence and analysts from other centers and from other government agencies who have a national security responsibility and a cyber responsibility.
Now, Monaco says, remember, the NCTC did nothing to take away from the mission, the role, the responsibilities that the FBI, that the CIA, that any other agency with counterterrorism responsibilities had. They complemented it. They didn't take it away. She says the NCTC has grown over the last, you know, decade really to be a valuable tool for policymakers, for operators who want a source of rapid and integrated, and I think that's the key word, intelligence.
We're speaking with Federal News Radio's executive editor, Jason Miller. So what has the reaction been to the White House's decision for this new CTIC?
It's been fairly positive, somewhat mixed. I'll lean toward more positive than negative. I did catch up with Christian Beckner. He's the assistant vice president and deputy director of the George Washington Center for Cyber and Homeland Security. He says, yes, the devil will be in the details, of course, but the CTIC does address a critical gap in cyber information sharing.
I do think we need to understand better what is being proposed in terms of what the differences are between cybersecurity-related intelligence and counterterrorism-related intelligence. You have, you know, a number of critical differences, most notably the role of the private sector in cybersecurity-related information. You know, the private sector is a collector of cybersecurity-related threat information and conducts a lot of analysis that it puts out and is also a target. So that analogy to NCTC, the National Counterterrorism Center, doesn't necessarily always work as we're thinking about what cybersecurity-related intelligence is.
Now, Beckner, who is a former staff member for the Senate Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs Committee, says a lack of coordinated approach in terms of assessing cyber threats has been a long-term challenge. He says having this coordinated effort to come from one overarching assessment of either nation state or other criminal organizations' intentions is more necessary than ever given the destructive and disruptive attacks that we've seen over the last year. Now, other private sector experts also say there's some promise in here, but of course want more details. Saul Cates is the chief security officer for Vormetric, another cybersecurity firm. He says to be effective, CTIC has to have both a tactical and strategic mission. Tactically, it has to distribute information immediately and give actionable information. And strategically, it must provide long-term guidance to help mitigate risks. Now, Cates also says that, you know, asks us several different questions. Will they be using, for instance, web APIs and interfaces to get information out quickly? Will the intelligence come from a simple email, which is obviously what he says less timely? How effective will be the center be at reducing the quote-unquote noise of false positive information so only the real threats really can come through? All these questions really need to be answered or over time to really gauge the effectiveness of the center. Jeff Williams is a chief technology officer for Contrast Security, another cyber firm. He's less optimistic than the others. He says fundamentally sounds like the agency is supposed to coordinate response in near real time when there's an attack. But he says, how can this possibly gather enough data from private companies, agencies to effectively do this? And he's not convinced that the proposed liability protection would be enough to get people, other agencies, other vendors, to participate. So that's all part of it. He also says, how will the CTIC do the little things that really matter, make software better, reduce the number of attackers, lower the number of breaches, protect people's sensitive information? He says, I'm pretty sure this will do more to endanger privacy and create even more confusion than to solve the cyber problems that both the government and the nation faces.